When the first bell of the 2016-17 school year rang, there were certainly plenty of parents who were relieved at the end of summer break. But perhaps just as many were upset. Senator Gayle Manning says she's been hearing from the latter group, parents who are angry that school is starting when the weather is still hot or when they want to do a family trip together.
Many of their kids are in school programs, either, you know, academic or sports, and those often stop the end of July, and, you know, they want to take their kids on a vacation, and they can't do it.
And Manning notes that several districts have many students involved in county fairs that go on throughout the summer. So the Republican from North Ridgeville has proposed legislation that would require public schools to start their academic year after Labor Day. It is not the first time such a bill has been put forward, so school districts and boards have been prepared for this. Damon Asbury is the Director of Legislative Services for the Ohio School Boards Association. He says the law requires kids to be in class for 920 hours a year, and the calendar has to reflect that.
We find parents and families like the spring break to be longer and the Christmas breaks to be longer, the holiday breaks in general, so I think that leads to changing the calendar to earlier start dates and earlier ending of the school dates.
Asbury says Ohio is no longer dominated by agriculture, so there's no need to have the school calendar reflect an agrarian economy. And he says that local school boards create district calendars with guidance from the state, but that they are a community decision. Manning says she wants to preserve that local control in her bill.
So one thing we did put in there that school systems can opt out if they have a public meeting at least 30 days before they do their calendar. So, you know, if the parents are fine with that, then let it be. But, you know, these school board members need to make sure that their family members, that's what they want.
But Asbury says community input already is a part of the creation of district schedules.
The school calendars are not just involving the board, and involves, you know, like a community group that helps to decide and make recommendations. The board has to ultimately approve it, but you get a lot of input from staff, from community members, local businesses, that what's going to work best.
Previous bills have required the school year to start no earlier than Labor Day and to finish before Memorial Day. While support for those plans has come from the tourism industry, opposition has focused on concerns about trying to compact all the required learning for a year into that time frame. But Manning says her bill does not set Memorial Day as the school year endpoint, so she feels that gives it a better chance of passing. But Asbury says with so little time for lawmakers to consider so many bills in the lame duck session of the legislature after the November election, he's not sure the bill will get very far. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.